Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland music bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. 17 till, having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Little. Stephen's the author of The 7 Irrefutable Rules of Small Business Growth and the new one, Duck and Recover, The Embattled Business Owner's Guide to Survival and Growth. Boy, howdy, we could use some of that survival and growth stuff, couldn't we, folks? We're going to get a dose of that from Stephen. Hey, Stephen, one of the things that, you know, you in the last segment, you and I were talking about, you know, we're 3 years now into this, you know, since the full thermonuclear meltdown or the fall of 08. And it doesn't, you know, as we cast our gaze forward, it doesn't look like we're, you know, we got three tough years behind us. You know, we don't see a lot of positive stuff in front of us, especially based on some of the most recent news. Isn't it time, Stephen, for Main Street America, which is to say not Wall Street, not Washington, isn't it time for Main Street America to say, wait a minute, we're always waiting on these leaders, the business leaders, the financial leaders, the politicians. We're always waiting on them to lead us, but maybe it's time for us to realize that we're the leaders, and if the economy recovers, it's going to be Main Street anyway. Why are we waiting on them? Why are we, Stephen, letting their tail wag our dog?
Yeah, or why are we waiting for a dust to settle that doesn't appear to have any intention of settling?
Right.
And so,
right.
Yeah, we got to get back to work.
We got to go around them. We just got to do it ourselves. And so what do you think? What do we do?
Well, I think you take advantage of the thing, of the opportunities afforded by change. And there's a few of those things. One of them is, of course, the market vacuums that are being created. People are going out of business. Big businesses are pulling out of sectors. There are giant vacuums being left that we can fill if we're the right ones to fill them. I think that the idea that money is still cheap, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's a thing. It's a thing to take advantage of if you can get your hands on it. And, you know, that's a good thing. There are tremendous all-stars available on the streets, pounding the pavement from various industries. If somebody is smart and likable, and wants to work, if they haven't come from my industry, they're still attractive to me. I want all-stars, and the fact they've not been specifically in my business before, I can train them about my business.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm doing brain surgery, I can pretty much teach somebody.
I would rather have attitude and intelligence as experience.
Absolutely. And a proven track record of success. And so if somebody's been successful doing something else, I can take them and we can work together. So you've got access to capital. You've got people. You've got this ability to fill vacuums because vacuums are being created. There is opportunity in all this. And so last thing we want to do this morning is be doom and gloom. Take what the market's giving us. The market's giving us those things right now.
Well, and the other thing to remember, I mean, we just all of us have to remind ourselves. You and I talked about this off the air. You know, we're the talking heads here, but we have to tell this to ourselves, folks. Stephen and I both have to say this to ourselves. Hey, guys, you're planning on being in business tomorrow, right? And a month from now, and a year from now, and a decade from now, you're still planning on being in business, right? So this is just another day, and it is what it is. I'm planning on opening my business a year from now. So if I'm going to do that, I've got to take, as you said, I have to maximize whatever I've got out there. I've got to take advantage of it, which primarily means not listening to the people who don't know how to get us out of this. They've gotten us into it, but they don't know how to get us out.
That's right. In some regards, you just got to turn off the television as best you can.
But not the radio.
And stop listening to the problems. Or not the radio, certainly not Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what I would say is that, you know what reminds me of, Jim? Yeah, I'm sure you remember it. I began my career in advertising in the early 80s. And in that time, we believed, and we honestly believed it. I didn't know any better. I was too young and dumb not to believe what the senior executives were telling me. We believed that the Japanese were going to take us over economically.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also think a little bit of what's going on in our psyche right now, not just yours and mine, but the country's psyche, is one of that reminds me of that, where if you think about it, it's ludicrous on the face of it that some small island nation is going to take over the world, including our world economically. They just were a good, strong competitor who've had a tremendous troubles over the last few years. When we look at worldwide competition, it's also good news, which is there are worldwide markets opening up every day with new middle-class consumers. And so, you know, it's always a half-empty, half-full, yin-yang thing. And so, you know, the notion that somehow we're not going to be the dominant economic force in the world over the next 10 years is a crazy notion. Of
course
we will.
That's exactly right.
And so there is good news out there. And if you start just looking at the negative, there are problems in Washington. There are problems in confidence. And there are systemic issues having to do with our regulations and our banking. But the good news is that we're still a pretty darn free nation. And somebody who's got the right idea and knows how to run a business can take advantage of this situation. And
but you know, Stephen, this is something that
it's inactivity, Jim. It's inactive. Lack of activity by others is the opportunity for you. Mm-hmm. Make something happen, because other people are sitting on their hands.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Big companies are doing 60% of their business overseas and 40% in the United States. It used to be the other way. Those numbers used to be reversed. So when big companies are deploying their view in other parts of the world, that creates opportunity on our shores too.
No question. Again, back to more people available to us in the markets that they're avoiding or leaving. So you know, there are all kinds of things. Every day I see the opportunities that are afforded by change.
Stephen, give us your website, please.
It's Stephen with a V S. Little, Stephen, middle initial S, Little, StephenSLittle.com.
Check it out. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about leadership. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.